All right, let's try this again. I think I started seeing people from like my personal friends, my Facebook friends, coming on to the live video. And I was like, you know what? I bet I am not in the right place. I bet I'm on my personal page, which I was. So it's been a while since I've done a Facebook Live. So I'm just getting back used to it. So good morning, everyone. It is day three of the Back to Basics, or the 21-Day Basics Challenge. I'm Coach Betsy, and I am going to be talking to you all today about hunger. And I mentioned just a second ago, y'all probably didn't hear this part, I think there's someone's cutting a tree down next door, so I hope it's not going to be too loud outside. But good morning, everyone. Come on in and say hi. We'll wait just a second for other people to get in, but gosh, we have a good group. So, all right, hunger. So this is a basics challenge. The hunger scale is what we actually are used to call it, or what we're still calling it, is one of the four basics. But you all may have heard that Corinne is, you know, we have redone OBS, and it's coming out in just another week or so. And something new in our new OBS is how we talk about hunger. It is going to be basically, we're doing away with the numbers, the negative twos and positive twos and all this kind of stuff. And we are just going to focus on, am I hungry and am I satisfied? I just think it's genius. I think it is just an amazing idea to really simplify the hunger scale. I'll go ahead and still call it the hunger scale. But it's just, you don't get caught up in the numbers. You're not comparing your negative two to other people's negative two. It is all about, am I hungry? And is it time for me to stop? Am I satisfied? So I'm just so excited about how we're simplifying that. And so I want to focus on the hunger side today, in my life today, and talk about just talk about hunger, and talk about some of you all that might have a fear of hunger. Who here sometimes feels scared when they get hungry? Raising my hand. Because that's definitely something that's common. Something that if you had something that happened in your past where you did get too hungry, or I say too hungry, but is there such a thing as too hungry? In this day and age, it's pretty rare, right? But before I lost the weight, I was, every once in a while, I would have some low blood sugar issues. And I really do think it had a lot to do with what I was eating. And I was eating a lot of carbs, a lot of white flour and that kind of stuff. And it just didn't agree with me. That's me, right? Everybody is different. But it just didn't serve my body, didn't feel great in my body. And so every once in a while, I would, after eating something, you know, just something that didn't agree with me or didn't just sit well with my body, I would have a kind of a crash in blood sugar. And so whether I was, you know, working or at home or sometimes even driving, I would just start to feel really shaky and weak and, you know, just not good, very nauseous. And I knew what was going on because it would happen every once in a while. And so what I realized was that, you know, I really needed to look at what I was eating. And then, but I also had to remind myself during that time that I was going to be okay. And that I knew what I needed to do. I knew I needed to eat a little something, and that I would be okay. And so I just really had to practice that. And then as I started to lose my weight and started to up-level some food choices and things like that, those episodes totally went away. And so I didn't have that happen again. I was eating a lot less processed foods. What I really found out was that it was really more of the processed foods that were, for me, were affecting my blood sugar. And so I just cut out a lot of that, not all of it, but I cut out a lot of that. And so, but I still, when I would get hungry, I would think about those times, right? I would think about like, well, is this another time where my blood sugar is going to drop if I just let myself be hungry? And so I had to really think about that as I was losing weight. And even up to this day, sometimes I will think about that when I start to feel my hunger signals. And I really have practiced thoughts in terms of just telling myself I'll be okay. But I've also just practiced the action of being hungry and proving to myself that I'll be okay no matter what through my actions, that I can trust my body to tell me what it needs, that I can trust my body to protect me and that it will be okay and things like that. And so it's really a combination, as all of this stuff is it's a combination of really looking at your thoughts and practicing ones that work for you, where it's like, I see some questions coming through, so that's great. Thanks, Dina. So I'll be answering some questions here in a minute. Practicing thoughts, but also just getting into action of allowing yourself to be hungry. So I have got for your challenge today, I have got a real fun little challenge here for all of us to work on. And then I'll answer some questions because I know we want this to be, don't want these videos to be too long. So I came up with the three W's. So I think about www at the beginning of a website, right? And I'll put this in the description of the video for sure. WWW stands for water. So let's talk about water. So the next time that you get hungry, you all may have heard about going on the clock. We talk about sometimes when we have different challenges and things like that, hunger scale challenges and all that kind of stuff. We talk about being on the clock. And what we talk about that is that we came up with that from one of our accountability groups, is that when they feel the first whispers of hunger, then they will just drink a bottle of water and then just wait for a certain amount of time. It might be 5 minutes, it might be 15 minutes, it might be 30 minutes, it might be an hour or longer. Whatever you want to start with is just practicing being hungry and being okay with it and drinking some water and just getting curious. So number one is water. Number two is wait. So that's what I'm talking about, right? You wait, whether it be 5 minutes, 10 minutes or longer. And then the third W is write. So I want you all to have just a little pad of paper handy or your phone. I love to use the Notes app on my phone and write about what's coming up with for you as you're sitting with hunger. Are you having fear? Are you having, are you going back to the past and thinking about what's happened in the past for you with, you know, with hunger like I have before with my low blood sugar stuff? And so, no, weight isn't one of the W's, Christine. So we've got water, weight, W-A-I-T. Yeah, so W-A-I-T is what I meant, not W-E-I-G-H-T. Yeah, weight, excuse me, water, weight, and write. Water, weight, and write. So those are the three W's. Thank you, No BS Community Team, for writing out those three W's. And I will put this in the description of this video, too. So that's what I want you all to do today. That's your challenge for today, is to just really get curious about your body. You can also, on the third W, the right, also just write about how you're feeling physically. Just get fascinated. Become the scientist. That's what we talk about in the new No BS, because I got a little sneak peek of it. We talk about being the scientist of ourselves, like of our brain, of our body. Just get really curious about, like, I am pretty much at, I'm about ready to eat right now, because I usually eat my lunch around 11 or 12. And so I'm just listening to my body right now. You could even just kind of do a body scan and sit and get really curious with it and write about, like, how do I feel in my stomach? How do I feel in my chest? And then what is my brain telling me? Right? In terms of you know, a curse of hunger. I mean, I feel a grumble right now. It's happening as we speak. And I just got back from the dentist, and I was getting my teeth cleaned, and my stomach growled, and then the hygienist's stomach growled while we were working. So it's just so interesting to really become aware of what you're thinking, but also what you're feeling physically. So water, wait, and write. And write about your physical, but also your physical symptoms, but also about what you're thinking about. Just to get curious about what hunger means to you. Okay, let's answer a few questions and then we'll get out of here. So Dory says, I'm not scared to be hungry. I got used to being hungry when I did intermittent fasting, but now it seems like I should eat when I'm hungry and not wait. If I follow no BS, is there a time when it's better to just be hungry and not eat? No. I mean, there's not a time when it's better, but it's just, I mean, I'm giving y'all like, I mean, I'm just saying like, start with 5 minutes, right? We absolutely don't promote you all to like sit with hunger all day, but I'm just talking 5 minutes of hunger can be a game changer if you're living with a lot of fear around it. Because again, your brain builds up evidence of that you will be okay with some hunger. And so it's just amazing what 5 minutes of practice can do for your brain. So maybe the next time you get hungry, it won't freak out if that's what it tends to do. And it'll just be like, oh yeah, that last time we sat with a little bit of hunger, we were fine. So that's really the purpose of it, okay? Patty says, how do I get out of the mindset of eating what I think is a normal serving, but it is really too much for me? Practice, Patty. That's the action piece. You've got to practice eating less than you usually do. Proving to yourself that it's what you need because, you know, it lasts you for hours. And then that gives your brain evidence, y'all. All of this work is you're compiling evidence in your brain that you can do something different. Okay? So it's so important that, you know, you absolutely practice the thoughts. But even before you truly maybe sometimes believe all these thoughts, you just got to get into action and practicing something new. Okay? Maria, how can I differentiate between low attention, lower focus, and hunger? Because I can't seem to find hunger signals unless I'm ravenous. So, and I'm assuming you're talking about the hunger signals with your physical hunger signals. So for you, it's if you have lower attention and lower focus, go ahead and just say, okay, that's my sign of hunger today. I'm going to eat. See how I feel and see how long that lasts me, and then just continue to be curious about your hunger. The answer to that question, the simple answer to that question, Maria, is it takes practice. It takes experimentation. It takes, you know, keeping a lot of data. Like I talked about being a scientist, right? Scientists, they experiment and they keep copious amounts of data, right? They, you know, they tried this and this is what happened. They tried this and this is what happened. Right? That's what we've got to do to really get to know our bodies and our true hunger signals. So we're focusing on the negative side today. Do we do this once or before every meal? It's totally up to you. You know, maybe just try once a day. Like, okay, whenever I get hungry, you know, whether it be before lunch or before dinner, I'm just going to try it once today and see how it goes. So, yeah, Maria, just keep going and being the scientist of your body. So, and just keep trying it out. All right. Let's see. I see a couple more questions that haven't gotten up here. Good question, Kim. With a 21-day challenge, are we adding each daily challenge and carrying it on for the rest of the challenge or just focusing on one each day? It's totally up to you because let's say today, for example, you're like, no, I got my hunger side on lock and I don't need this challenge, right? Because I don't have any fear around my hunger. I know exactly what my hunger signals are, and I don't need this. So I'll move on to the next thing. So it really depends on what you want to work on in terms of the basics and where you want to focus. There aren't any rules. There aren't any way. There's no way to do this challenge wrong or anything like that. Just take what you want to get from it. And then, yeah, if this is something today that you think would be really good for you to practice every day, go for it. But maybe tomorrow's challenge isn't something that you need to practice. So you move on from that, right? It's all about we're the Netflix of weight loss, right? This whole challenge, you can treat like Netflix too, where it's just like take the videos that work for you and then pass on the other ones, okay? Jessica says, my hunger ebbs and flows. Do I eat at that first whisper or wait until it no longer goes away? That's another answer to that, Jessica, is experiment with it. Play with it, right? Yes, usually your hunger does ebb and flow. And so test just eating at that first whisper. And then another time is that you test, you know, you wait a little while, like you do this, you know, the three W's where you drink some water, wait, get curious and maybe write a little bit. So you just wait maybe 5 or 10 minutes or you wait 30 minutes and see what happens, right? So all of this is, you know, y'all are looking for me to tell you what to do, right? But I'm not going to because everyone is different. Everyone is unique. And that's a good thing because you can get to know yourself and everyone else is doing their thing, right? We're all unique, but we're all in this together and supporting each other. But what works for someone else may not work for you, okay? So, y'all are so awesome. Debbie, you rock too. All right, the three W's. So, let's see if there's any other questions before we get out of here. And, answered that question. Okay, I think we're good. I think we're good. And again, we want to keep these short, so I'd love getting in here and doing these just little quick lives. I think I'll be back in a few days, but I think Coach Maya might be making her grand debut in Facebook tomorrow, so I can't write about that. I mean, I can't wait for that. So Dana, yes, the writing is writing what it feels like to be hungry in terms of your physical sensations, but also what you're thinking. So. All right, guys. Well, I could just hang out with y'all all day. So, I hope that you, if you have any further questions about this, then just feel free to post here in this post, and I'll look through it throughout the day. And just stay tuned for Coach Maya tomorrow. All right. So let me look at my notes here and see what else I need to let y'all know before I end. So I'm Coach Betsy. And so today's topic was all about fear and getting curious around your hunger. So if you have a fear of hunger, check out those three W's. Water, wait, and write. All about your physical and what's going on in your head too, in terms of when it comes to hunger. Let's see. This video will be uploaded into the Private Member Podcast. And also on our replays page that's at pnptribe.com. And then also we have a special basics challenge replay page. And so it will be on there as well. So let's see. I think that's it. So Coach Maya will be back at 10:30 a.m. Central Time tomorrow on Facebook Live. And now I will work on getting this up for everybody else who wants to watch the replay. Okay, you guys take care. See ya.